Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight has a new game show podcast called Science Friction, featuring comedians bickering over pop culture and spaceship sounds. Asterios Kokonos is here. Asterios.
Hey, hey. Hello.
Welcome back, buddy.
Thanks for having me back.
Asterios, you're in kind of like a creative surge right now. Every time I get on Twitter, you're starting a new project. But I want to talk to you about those. But first, I saw that it was your birthday the other day, and you spent it watching the Emoji Movie. And I want to see if you're okay.
You know what? Look, be easy to take shots at the Emoji Movie. Easy to take shots at the Emoji Movie. I go, I see this movie, my girlfriend, she's a young millennial, and these kids, they love something called cringe. They love cringing at bad things. They love to watch, like, William Hung. Like, remember William Hung? Or the ugly lady who it turned out she could sing?
Or Sanjay? Like,
Sanjay.
Remember Sanjay?
I bought Sanjay's autobiography at the dollar store. I have it.
How was it? Is it pretty good?
I didn't read it. I just bought it, I guess, because I'm one of those people. I just bought it to be silly, Travis. Sanjaya. I thought it would be a good conversation piece.
Is that Sanjaya? I thought it was Zendaya.
You guys mean Sanjaya.
I thought it was Zendaya.
Is Sanjay a different thing?
I think Sanjay is just a name. Zendaya is the cast member from the Disney Channel show Shake It Up, who later went on to become the Mary Jane in the new Spider-Man movie, which really pissed off a bunch of alt-writers because she's Hispanic.
Her name is Michelle in that movie. It's not even Mary Jane. They just call her MJ for 3 seconds at the end.
Is she Hispanic? I thought that she was like a black gal. Kind of. A black gal.
Like, she's mixed race. But she's MJ. She's like, they do the thing that they did at the end of The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah. Robin. Fuck you, Chris Nolan.
Yeah, I know. And now we didn't even get to see that guy be Batman because it's like, haha.
Gotcha.
From Good Will Hunting. He's Batman now.
See, but anyway, you have to be up with all the things. I mean, like, I feel like I have to watch the Emoji Movie just so that I can comment on the Emoji Movie. You know,
hey, man, that's
what people are dependent on, Travis. They're dependent on my hot takes.
Yeah, my kids wanted to see the Emoji Movie, and we'll watch it once it, you know, hits Netflix streaming in 2 months, but I wasn't going to take them to pay movie ticket prices to, you know. It's like $100 every time I take my kids to a goddamn movie. I'm not going to see the shit emoji walking around with the voice of Patrick Stewart.
So, Asterios, you watched Emoji Movie, but you watched it to goof on it? You went in with it with
no,
a sense of humor?
Look, my girlfriend wanted to go in to goof on it, to look down on it. You know, I said to myself, I'm going to give this Emoji Movie a chance. And as God is my witness, it's a functional film. If you're gonna make an emoji movie, make it like they made this one. It's about an emoji who his whole life he's being told you got to make this one face. His dad, played by Steven Wright, love it, and he's like, I want to make a different face. And everyone else is like, all right, well, you're a malfunction, and you need to be reprogrammed or eliminated. Right off the bat, it's a gay allegory. This guy wants to be one way. Society's telling him you have to be another way. Society's saying you're wrong. There's something wrong with you. We got to reprogram you to fix you.
Oh, no. Or, it's like the Christian gay camps.
That's what I'm saying. It's a gay allegory. So I'm seeing this movie. I'm like, not bad emoji movie. Then, guess what? Here's what they have to get to get freedom. Here's where they have to go to be who they want to be. They got to escape to Dropbox. I'm not kidding. The like the follow the yellow brick road of the emoji movie or the, you know, you know, getting to the Valhalla, Nirvana, whatever, they got to get Dropbox, because Dropbox lets them into the cloud. When they're in the cloud, they can be whoever they want to be. And so they get to Dropbox, but then in order to get there, though, they have to leave James Corden behind. They go back to save James Corden. No, I didn't mind
that. I hate this so far. I hate it. I hate this, every bit of it. I hate all of the...
This, it sounds exactly like the plot of Trolls, but instead of trolls, it's emojis. And there's probably less singing in this one.
Yeah, and it's also exactly like the plot of the Lego Movie.
Sure, yep.
Lego Movie is another one of those movies where it's like everybody... Okay, so let me tell you.
Right, like and just like Zootopia.
So what you're saying is all movies are the same. I guess that brings us to like a bigger picture, really. We're not just talking about the emoji movie anymore. We're talking about the film industry as a whole.
But I got to tell you, though, it's a very specific thing. So here's the thing. It's imagine a movie where you're told you got to be one way, but you want to be another way. So
like Zootopia, where the rabbit wanted to be a cop and they wouldn't let her because she's a rabbit. There's never been a bunny cop before.
And the fox, he wanted to be legit, but everybody thinks that he's a fucking asshole.
Yep, so he said, fuck it, I'll be an asshole.
Yeah, you guys want me to be a fucking asshole, I'll be a fucking asshole.
But the bunny, she persisted, and she became that cop.
So what does this have to do with the emoji? The emojis, they don't want to be, he doesn't want to be the math face. He's the math face, but he has other emotions, guys.
Yeah.
Sometimes, math face, he wants to frown because he's sad.
Right. Like all of us. Exactly.
Stereo, sometimes you want to frown, right? But you're a comedian, so you should smile. Right?
That's what I think. Yep.
Stereos, I have a vision of you when this movie was done standing up and clapping with tears in your eyes. Is that correct?
They pulled it off is the thing. It's like there's a character arc. There's a redemption thing. He finds out more about who he is. He returns to Eden having learned something, and he shares it with everybody. I mean, it's what are their goddamn names? You know, Adam and Eve get kicked out of the garden. It's like he gets kicked out of the texting app, but then he comes back with the fruit of knowledge, more than one emotion, and he creates his own paradise here on Earth, which is a phone. It's a great movie.
He shares it all with the clown.
It's okay.
I'll watch it. I'll watch that movie.
But so how did the kid get guilted into keeping his fucked up phone, though? Because he wanted to erase the phone because it was sending his girlfriend funky ass faces that he didn't want it to send. So how do you get over that hump?
Yeah, but it turns out that like some of those faces are pretty goddamn cute. And so it's like, okay.
By the way, guys, spoiler alert for the emoji movie. Spoiler alert. So if you had listened up to this point, don't, because we are going to spoil the emoji movie. So Asterios, you recently went from zero podcasts to two podcasts.
I did.
How does this happen? Okay. Like I said, you're going through a creative surge.
I'm having a good time. I got onto Patreon. And so a lot of people, they're paying me money to make art, which I'm having a good time with. And so I'm taking that money, and I'm trying to create content. I'm doing a thing called Science Friction. You can listen to it. It's sciencefriction.fun. It's a sci-fi comedy game show podcast where comedians earn points for having the correct opinion.
I listened to one the other day where you guys were debating whether or not people should keep Gizmo as a pet, because there's always the fear that he might turn into a gremlin, but is it worth the risk?
You got to be a responsible pet owner.
You got to be responsible, I guess.
There's rules.
Was Howie Mandel the voice of Gizmo? He wasn't he? He did the same voice that he did in Bobby's World.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure, but I don't think he's Gizmo.
Howie Mandel, he does that. Right?
You keep talking to Asterios about his podcast. I'll look that up for you.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like he was. And even if it says that he wasn't, I think he was, Travis.
So you don't want to
I've
know.
Decided in my mind it's true.
No, you're right.
Oh, I am right?
Yep. Oh, it was Howie Mandel. Yeah. Good job.
You didn't need to look it up. I already had decided I was right. So you're doing my science friction, but you're also doing something called the 5-Minute Podcast, where people on your Patreon request topics that you just go on for a couple of minutes for them.
Yeah, you know, people will ask me questions like, they'll just ask me random questions, whatever they want to ask, and it's my job to kind of deliver on whatever their comedic premise is. So someone one time, he asked me who would win in the fight between Scott Stapp and Chad Kroeger, the lead singers of Nickelback and Creed.
Scott Stapp, and he's crazy. Scott Stapp would win hands down.
We had him on the podcast a couple years back.
Yeah, next.
Scott Stapp, huh? You really think so?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't have Jesus on his side.
Well, he's got those weird alien that permeate his brain.
Yeah, he thinks that like people are invading his brain and sending him like signals to kill.
It's like the plot of the Puppet Masters. So I put my money on Stapp.
The reason I went with Chad Kroeger is that Chad Kroeger's like he's like a wiry little guy. And
that's true.
I feel like Scott Stapp would come out early with a lot of power, but I feel like if Chad Kroeger can just keep like chopping the big man down, running circles around him, eventually I think Kroger's going to prevail. But that's just me.
Well, Chad Kroeger is also married to Avril Lavigne, so there's that
split.
Oh, did they split up?
I think so.
Oh, Travis, I hate to hear that.
I do too. It's really sad.
Oh, wow.
If they can't make it, can, right?
Another power couple. Well, in addition to that, Asterios also put out a album of cuckold-themed Christmas songs.
Ah, I did do that.
See, Napier, I don't know if you know this, but the cuckold, that's like when a guy watches another guy have sex with his wife. And
I think it got bastardized, because isn't it that the guy is forced to watch his wife have sex with somebody else? Like he's tied up or something, and the guy's like, ooh, I'm going to fuck your wife now. Isn't that the thing?
I don't get too deep into it, Travis, but I know that you know they like to watch other guys have sex mm-hmm. with their wife.
I don't know. I just see a lot of racists calling other people cucks all the time. So
see,
I'm not sure.
You follow Asterios on Twitter and you just see all these things. And I mean, like it went really high on iTunes. I was like, why?
Well, can they find Asterios on Twitter?
At Asterios.
Oh, that's easy enough.
So what was the motivation for the cuckold Christmas songs, Asterios? You put it out in July also, which is not very seasonal.
Well, it's Cuckmas in July. Well, what I did was, there's this guy, there's just like this kind of alt-righty comedian. I don't even want to say his name. I don't want to give him any press.
He's an alt-right comedian?
Yeah. And if there's one thing that that these alt-right people hate, it's being called a cuck. It's like, for them, it's like the alpha and omega of insult. It's like they'll call you a cuck, but if you call them a cuck, it's like the scarlet letter.
Oh,
and
no.
And so I wanted to really get this like dumbass conservative comedian guy. I wanted to like get his goat. So I just released a comedy album where I call him a cuck about 1,000 times.
And so like if you don't know who this guy is, will you not get these songs? Or are they pretty universal?
No, you won't get it, but that doesn't mean you won't like it.
Did you get his goat? Was his goat got?
the album hit number 7 on the Billboard comedy charts and was on the comedy charts for 3 weeks.
Good job,
so you tell me whether or not it bothered him.
So that's getting his goat is success.
Imagine if an album making fun of you sold hundreds of copies and made a guy you don't like a lot of money and will go down in history as having been on the Billboard charts, which means that it is automatically selected for inclusion in the Library of Congress. After the world ends, Cuck Miss Carrolls will survive.
But that's not all, Asterios, because you also scheduled and performed a boxing match with the moderator of the Donald Trump subreddit.
I did do that.
You're doing all these things. You're doing so many things that you can't keep up with all the things you're doing, Asterios.
I certainly can't. I'm tired all the goddamn time because of all the crazy shit I'm doing. So yeah, I will.
How do you fix that? Just take a lot of uppers?
No. You just kind of power through. That's kind of the only way you could do it. You just got to do it. All right. So here's what happened with the boxing match. So a guy, you know, I'm a big internet liberal. I love, you know, the Michael Dukakis and liberalism and all this good stuff. And so the guy that runs the worst Donald Trump website on the internet, it's called The Donald. It's a subreddit. And he bans me from The Donald and he challenges me to a boxing match. And I go, I will absolutely box you. Because if you are a moderator on Reddit, I'm pretty sure I could beat you.
When you agree to do this, you're pretty much on the assumption that it's probably not going to happen, right?
No, you can tell. You can tell when someone really wants to fight you, and you can tell when someone's just jawing at you. And I know from Jump Street that this guy wants to fight me. And so we do it. About a month later, we both show up at a UFC, 24-hour UFC gym on Long Island at 4 in the morning. We beat the hell out of each other. If you want to watch it, you can go to youtube.com/stairs. You can watch me slap around some weirdo Trump fan and his disgusting half-catkin girlfriend. And you can watch it. You can have a good time. If you want to see two nerds really beat the hell out of each other, you gotta go to youtube.com/stereos. Check it out.
And Science Friction, you said it's sciencefriction.fun?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Science Friction. Yeah, no, it's
all these neat web addresses with the silly dot whatever. We had TaylorSwift.horse. You remember TaylorSwift.horse, Napier? That was a good one.
Yes.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Goodness. That's great.
And follow Asterios on Twitter, @Asterios. It's spelled like how you think it would be.
That's exactly right.
So Asterios, in another couple of years, we'll have to do this again and catch up on all your other things.
There's always something crazy happening in my life. And, I'm sorry. It's a little bit late on the East Coast, so I got to get out of here. But thank you guys so much for making the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Later, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
See, Howie Mandel, he was the voice of Gizmo. And so, I mean, if I had a Mandel voiced Gizmo, I would keep him as a pet and just make sure that he doesn't eat after midnight. I'd lock him up.
You know what I love about having a guest return after as long? Like, you discovered Asterios on Twitter. Didn't he like write a book that you like a Mega Man, something about Mega Man?
He
or
wrote
some
a
shit?
Book about the adventures of Millennial Mega Man or the right. villains of Millennial Mega Man.
Right. And now that was his. I mean, now look at him. He's all over the place. A couple of podcasts. He's beating up weird Donald Trump supporters.
Cuckmas.
It's really kind of exciting.
The Cuckmas, Travis.